We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
God gives us truth each day for our life, and it's not a passing trend. It is not the latest trend. It is eternal truth that will change our life and give us answers to the pressing questions that we have each and every day. And we must build our life on those eternal truths.
Verse number 16, a familiar scripture, but we're looking at this thought tonight. God helps us through His Word. God helps us through His Word. And we're going to study a little bit about the Word of God and what it means to our lives each day. Verse 16 says, all scripture, and I've underlined that word in my Bible, the word all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now let's take a moment, if we could, tonight, and let's think about the Bible. The Bible is a holy book. I hope you believe that tonight. It is a holy book. The Bible must be reverenced, and we must stand in awe at its authority in our life. The reality is, the Bible is like no other book in this world. It is a wonderful book. The Bible is a holy book. The Bible is a miracle book. I mean, there are so many different pieces of literature in our world today. But no other book or piece of literature has withstood the test of time and prevailed over the centuries. We base everything we believe and preach on the fact that the Bible is a miracle book. It is a holy book. It is a miracle book. The Bible is a living book. I have hundreds of books in my library downstairs. I have thousands of books on my laptop with my digital software and so many commentaries and books. But listen, all of these books and all of the books of the world, they pale in comparison to the Bible. The Bible is a living book. And listen, I think reading books, good books, is important. And there are many books, good books that you can read, but nothing replaces the Word of God in your life. The Bible is a living book. The Bible is a holy book. The Bible is a miracle book. The Bible is a book of wisdom. Inside the pages of the Bible are eternal truths. They teach us how to live our life. They teach us about life and godliness. In fact, when we consider the wisdom of the Bible, it was the Apostle Paul who spoke of Timothy's testimony when he said, Timothy, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. The Bible is the foundation on which all faith and practice is based. How we run our church, how we live the Christian life, everything we know about God, it all comes from the Word of God. Now, the Bible was written by men who were supernaturally inspired, and it is the complete and final revelation of God. Understand this. Listen, the nature of God does not contradict the Bible. It's so important for us to know this and understand this truth. People will say, well, I believe this is the will of God. Listen, if you say it's the will of God and it contradicts the Bible, it is not the will of God, it is the will of man. It is your own will, because God never contradicts His Word. In fact, the Bible, Jesus, is called the Word. It is a living book. And from Genesis to Revelation, it stands unified without error and without contradiction. The reality is, if you find a contradiction in the Bible, the contradiction is not the Word of God. It's actually you. It is something you don't understand or you can't put together. The Bible is without error. Understand this, and this is a part of our series and message tonight, is that God's Word has been given to help us, in our life. You know, if we would get serious with the Word of God, it truly would change our life. It is a living book. It is a holy book. It is a miracle book. It is a book of wisdom. The Word of God is given to us to help us day by day. Let me say this. It is by the grace of God that we have this book in our hands to be able to learn about God and how we can please Him, how we can know Him in salvation, and how we can walk with Him day by day. In 1914, Ernest Shackleton and a team of explorers set out from England to do something that no other person before had accomplished: to cross Antarctica from one side to the other across the South Pole. Disaster struck when the team's ship, Endurance, became entrapped in ice and eventually sank after her hull was crushed. Marooned on nearby Elephant Island, there seemed little hope for their survival. In a desperate effort to get help, Shackleton and five others set out in a 20-foot lifeboat across some of the most dangerous and storm-filled waters in the world. It was an 800-mile journey to South Georgia Island where help could be found. For 15 days, these men battled the treacherous seas and massive storms with waves up to 100 feet tall, using only a compass. Shackleton procured another ship when he arrived safely to land, and he returned to rescue all of his crew. He became a national hero in England for his courage and perseverance. All of us are making our way through a stormy world. Ever since the first sin in the Garden of Eden, mankind has struggled to make wise decisions in an uncertain future. The only way to ensure that we do not go astray is to have an objective source of truth that will guide us. Like a compass, the Word of God is our direction in our life. It helps us to maneuver through dark and uncharted waters. God's Word can guide us through uncertain and difficult circumstances. The truth is, the Word of God is so important to our Christian life. And let's be honest, many of us don't spend enough time in God's treasure and God's Word. The Word of God is inspired by God. It is without error. And we can always trust it. Let me give you some thoughts about the Word of God to help us to better understand this treasure that we have in our hands and how God helps us. Number one, the Word of God is wonderful in inspiration. It is wonderful in inspiration. Now, there's some definitions that we're going to have to understand tonight if we're fully going to understand the miracle of the Word of God. The first word I want us to consider is the word revelation. Revelation. Now, you're probably familiar with the book of Revelation. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. But let's think about this word revelation. Revelation is the act of God in communicating truth to the mind of man not known before and incapable of being discovered by man unaided.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
And so this is God's final revelation is found in His Word. And the Bible teaches us that God has revealed to us through His Word some wonderful truths. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3 in our Bibles together. Ephesians chapter 3. I have several scriptures tonight as we study the Word of God tonight that will help you. And you can look these up and write them down and use them as a reference for when you study later on. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. The Bible word mystery there is something that is previously unknown, but now made known by God. That's why the Apostle Paul would say something like, I show you a mystery. And so there is revelation here. The Bible says, as I wrote afore in few words. God reveals wonderful truths to us through the Bible. The second word that we have to understand when it comes to the Bible is not only the word revelation, but it's the word inspiration. Inspiration. Inspiration is a wonderful word. The definition is this. It refers to the controlling influence which God exerted over the human authors by whom the Old and New Testaments were written. Now, revelation involved the communication of truth from God to man, and inspiration involved the recording of that truth. Remember this. Remember this. Revelation involved the communication of truth from God to man, and inspiration is the recording of that truth. And probably the most familiar scripture of the inspiration of the Bible is found in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 19. The Bible says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well if ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. In other words, we can't have a round table or a small group and let's get together and say, well, this is what the Bible means to you, but this is what the Bible means to me. Oh, that's what the Bible means to you. Well, this is what this Scripture means to me. No, God meant what He wrote, and He wrote what He meant. It's of no private interpretation. God has a truth in His Word. And the Bible says here that the prophecy of old came not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, this is a great way for us to understand the idea of inspiration. If you're struggling with inspiration and you're trying to understand how it all works, I want you to turn to the book of Acts in the 27th chapter. And as we compare Scripture with Scripture, you see the Bible is its best commentary, and it helps us to understand what other Scriptures are saying. Acts chapter 27, the Apostle Paul must stand before Caesar. It is the will of God. It is the work of God. And so he has boarded a ship, and there's a great storm. And it would seem as the revelation of God to the Apostle Paul that they are going to be shipwrecked. And so the Bible says in Acts chapter 27, verse 17, the Bible says this, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, they strake sail, and so were driven. I want you to look at that word driven there, because it's the same Greek word as the word in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 21, as the word moved. Same Greek word. The Bible says that they rowed as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And the Apostle Paul is saying in Acts chapter 27, verse 17, that they did everything that they could to steer the ship, but they were driven by the wind. There was nothing that they could do to control or to steer the ship. The wind drove them in the direction in which they went. God used each of the men that recorded the Bible. God used their different personalities. Understand this. God used a man named Luke to write the book of Acts, to write the Gospel of Luke. Luke was a physician. God used his personality. God used him to write these books. God used a man named Paul, who used to be Saul, but God changed his life. He was a studier of the law. He was a high up Pharisee. God changed his life, and God used his personality. It would seem to me that the Apostle Paul was more of a type A personality. And then God used a man named Peter. He wasn't studied in the law at all, yet he was kind of, you know, rugged on the edges, you know. He didn't have it all together. But God used him in a great way to write some wonderful books in the Bible. So think about this. God used each of these men, and God used each of their personalities. But in the end, God was driving the ship by the wind of His Spirit. And that's how we have to understand the idea of inspiration. God is the author of the Bible. And these men wrote as God was driving them and directing them and leading them. God was the one who put together this wonderful book that we have. And it's not hard to understand that and how the Bible was written over thousands of years and yet without contradiction, yet with one message about the Savior, the Messiah. We have so many prophecies that were fulfilled. I mean, it's not hard to understand that God is the author of the Bible. So Revelation, That's God giving truth to man. Inspiration is the recording of that truth. And then there's a third word that we need to understand, and that is the word illumination. Illumination. Now, illumination is the supernatural help granted by the Spirit of God to render of Holy Scriptures to enable him to lay hold on the divine message. You say, Pastor Burns, what are you talking about? It's the work of the Holy Spirit to understand such a wonderful book. God is at work in our heart, and as he's working in our heart, the Holy Spirit is helping us to understand this divine message. That's why when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, he said, let's all have the same heart and let's have the same mind. And if you don't have the same heart and the same mind, then God will reveal it unto you. Because why? Of illumination. God is at work in our heart. And by the way, Christian brother and sister, it's important for us to understand this, because God may be working in your life and he has given you illumination in areas of your life that he has not given to other people. They're not at that spiritual growth. And so we need to show patience one for another. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 teaches us of this idea of illumination. The Bible says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed unto them, unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now ye have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that ye might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, by the way, the natural man is the unsaved man. The natural man, he cannot receive. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. In fact, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know what's really sad? It's sad when people who don't even know the Lord are writing books about the Christian faith. How in the world can they understand the Bible without the Holy Spirit who illuminates in our life? And what's more sad about that is that Christians are reading them and following them. Listen, friend, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit, he is helping us to understand the Word of God. You know, a great practice every time you open the Bible is to pause and say, Lord, teach me. Because he is our teacher. The Holy Spirit will illuminate, will open your eyes, and will give you truths to help you to live the Christian life. And so inspiration is the determining influence that acted on the sacred authors, moving them to put into writing the revelation which they had received from God. And we believe the Bible to be verbally inspired. That is, we believe the Word of God is literally God-breathed. And that is what the word inspiration means. So that we can look at the Scriptures and we can say, thus saith the Lord. This is God's word. He has the authority in our life to tell us what to do and how to live our life. Listen, everything that we know about God, all of our doctrines, all of our practices, all of it, what we preach and what we teach, it is all because of God. Through inspiration, he has recorded for us the word of God. I was at a camp when I was a kid many years ago, many years ago. And there was an evangelist there. And there was a gathered around some young people. And I wasn't living for the Lord the way I ought to live. And he was teaching these kids, and they were talking about the Bible and scriptures and answering their questions. And one of the kids had mentioned a passage of scripture. And he said, "What about this scripture?" And I almost fell over as a teenager. I almost fell to the ground when the evangelist said this. He said, "Oh, I would never preach from that scripture because I don't believe it is inspired." Now you think about a statement like that. Friend, listen to me. Either all of the Bible is of God or none of it is of God. You cannot pick and choose what is truth and what is not. You cannot pick and choose what to preach and what is truth and what is inspired and what is revealed of God. No, listen. We believe all of the Bible is of God. All scripture is given by inspiration. And all...
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.